BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 25 verses 6 and 7. David's relationship with the Lord God must be very close, because he asked for something most religions teach is too bold and impossible to ask for. David's request concerns what he wants the Lord Jesus to remember. Quote, "Remember your mercy and love. However, no sins of mine and my rebellious nature, forget them." God does not forget. David knows that. What David is asking the Lord to do is not deal with him according to his sins and rebellious ways. Poetically, he wants God to act as if he is not and was not that way. How is this possible? Is it impossible? God does express mercy and love. David knows that. Since this is true, what David is asking the Lord to do is have his mercy and love be the way he deals with him. Poetically, he wants God's mercy and love to be the rule of his judgment. This is exactly the reason Jesus came. Those who came to Jesus to receive his mercy and love, he dealt with them according to mercy and love. Those who came to him to challenge him, he dealt them according to their sins and rebellious ways. What do I want today and tomorrow and forevermore? Do I want mercy and love, or do I want punishment and shame? Ask, and it will be given to you. Matthew 7:7 and Luke 11:9.
Sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.